Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, I was calling in regards to getting some more information about a business loan.
Okay, perfect. Was there a reservation code on what you received?
Yes, it's 2511-3701-0037-7282.
Okay, perfect. Let me pull your information up here. And the number you're calling from, is that the business line?
Yeah, this is okay. The best number to reach me at.
Okay. And I have, is it Sinaki Enterprises?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And what was your name?
James.
James, okay. Last name?
Sinaki.
Okay. Perfect. And are you still at the 5435 Brookside Court address?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So what you had received is an offer for financing. And we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
I guess I would be considered like working capital. So I wouldn't be looking at what I was looking at was, you know, an unsecured loan.
Okay.
You know, and wanted to get an idea of you know, rates, where you guys were, how it worked.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, I'm familiar with, I guess, some of the other products that are out there, which are like daily draws. That, mm-hmm. you know, that stuff doesn't, you know, really interest me. It's, you know, the interest rates on it are you know, too high. I'm not looking to get into something like that.
What does your business do?
So we're a real estate development company.
Okay. And how long have you had the business?
Since 2002.
Okay. Are you the sole owner over there?
Yes.
Okay, great. And do you have any working capital loans currently?
No. No. Have some, I have two business loans, which are equipment financing.
Oh, okay. And the real estate development, are you typically buying equipment for that on a regular basis, or do you just buy a piece here and there throughout the year?
Yeah, you know, it all depends on, you know, obviously if something breaks down, you need to replace it. You know, we have, you know, 8 pieces of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I'm looking for is, you know, a lot of, you know, I don't really have like a working capital loan system where ideally I'd love to have like almost like a line of credit.
Right.
That's the ideal process for me where I could, you know, pay it off, draw from it when I need it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's why I wanted to see kind of what was available to me.
Okay. The real estate development, is this commercial? Is it residential?
We do mostly multifamily housing.
Okay. And was there an amount you were looking for?
Probably, you know, again, I mean, I'm flexible with it. Ideally, you know, probably like 150.
Okay. What did the business do for gross revenue last year?
I would say, I mean, this year we're on...
Hello? Hello?
You know, it's kind of broken up on tax returns separately, but, you know, maybe about, you know, 1.2.
That's this year?
The bank statements. That was last year.
Oh, okay. The phone cut out, so I didn't hear what you had said that you were projecting to do this year.
So this year we're on track for about $2.4
million. Okay. Perfect. So I'm sorry, I didn't hear you before, but you said the equipment you have, is that owned free and clear, or is it you have leases on most of it?
No, it's 8 pieces of equipment that we have. And then,
okay.
I have financing, outstanding financing on 2 of them.
Okay, and what kind of pieces are those?
you know, excavator, bulldozer,
okay.
mini excavator, skid steer, you know, that kind of, you
know, okay. Got it.
Excavation equipment.
Sure. So what we have available, and your industry tends to be a little bit more restricted in terms of funding for the unsecured capital program, but we do have a couple of options. Typically, we can lend about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue of the business. So it would fall kind of in the area of what you're looking for, but we'll approve you for the max amount of capital, and then you could decide how much you actually want to take. Now, whatever you take, you would start paying back on, and the paybacks are paid back either monthly, weekly, or daily. So we have multiple programs, and if the underwriters approve you for all three or all two, then you would decide which you'd want to go with, and then you would also pick the loan amount that you want as well. The loan term lengths usually range anywhere from 3 months out to a couple of years, and then anywhere in between. So it's typically what we see for this particular program for unsecured financing, so we wouldn't ask for any assets or collateral. And usually rates, you won't see an APR, but usually you'll see about 10 cents on the dollar is where the payback starts. So it's a fixed cost to the funds. So on $100,000, you could pay back $110 total principal and interest. Could go up from there. And then you can pay the loan off early and get a discount. We could also potentially do a secured loan if you want to put up some of the equipment you own free and clear. I think on that particular program, we can only go up to about $75,000. And it would have to be with equipment you own free and clear. And that would be more of a traditional loan that could go out to, you know, 2 to 5 years monthly payback.
Okay.
So those are kind of some options we have.
Okay. And is there any interest rate savings on the securitized versus unsecured?
Yeah. The payback is going to be better on the secured loan only because it's secured by the equipment, so you'll have rates that start at about 4%. I say anywhere from like 4 to 12 is usually where we'll see people get approved, much like if you got approved for equipment financing. And the unsecured, obviously, you don't have to put anything up, so it's a much easier process, a lot quicker. But it's really just up to you, you know, what's going to make the most sense.
Okay, now when you say like a 10 cent on the dollar, so, you know, are you doing that over a one-year repayment term? So at $100,000 would be $110,000 over 1 year, or are you?
It depends.
Obviously,
it'll depend.
I'm not looking.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I'm looking for like a, you know, a two-year repayment period, you know, obviously $100,000 to $150,000 to pay back in 1 year would be tight. So I'd be looking at like a minimum, you know, I'm familiar with some of these like daily draws where, you know, I could get financing tomorrow and, you know, repaid in 6 months and stuff. But when you're doing these types of dollar amounts, it's not realistic.
I think I do have a program that is about 10 cents on the dollar over 2 years, but it's restricted in your industry. So I would say probably you could probably fall on a 2 year program, maybe 20 cents on the dollar, which is 10 cents on the dollar over 1 year. So
okay.
I think that's kind of what you would look at, 10 cents, all the, you know, on the shorter term. To 25 cents on the dollar, so anywhere in that range is kind of what we'll see.
Okay. All right, and then I guess what type of documentation would you need from me?
Would it be for the unsecured program?
I don't know exactly how the secured would work. I mean, you know, on equipment, there's no, I mean, obviously I have serial numbers on everything, but I don't have there's not like a title like there is on an automobile.
Yeah, we would need proof of ownership of those pieces. So, you know, if it's difficult, maybe not go that route. But for the unsecured program, we would just look at 6 months business bank statements, your most recent tax return, and a one-page application, just so we can see the cash flow of the business.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you want me to email that to you?
Yeah, if you could, you know, maybe I could shoot that over to you, and we could just kind of see where it falls.
We can just see. We can see what we can come up with, and, you know, there's no strings attached, but at least we can come up with something for you. And did you have a time frame, or is it something you're just kind of throwing out there?
I could certainly, you know, if the terms are right, I would close any time, but it's not something mm-hmm. that, you know, I'm in dire need of either, so.
Yeah. I didn't know if you had a project coming up that it would be helpful, or it's just something you're kind of exploring.
Yeah, I mean, it never hurts to have more working capital. It's just, you know, like right now, it's, you know, I'll run, you know, $200,000 a month through my business account.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're utilized and you get, you know, a payday in, you know, 6 weeks of, you know, $75,000 to replenish that. So it's, you know.
Do you think if you had the funding, you'd be able to take on more projects, or is it more so just a cushion?
Yeah, it's a cushion, and then to allow me to run more efficiently, because sometimes I have to slow things down because of the cash flow.
Sure.
So,
okay.
You know.
Okay. Perfect. So, now, is the business more, is it real estate development, more construction? Is it on your return? What are you considered?
So I have it down there as a real estate investor, I guess.
Okay.
You know, so I have a portfolio of properties that I hold that generate rental income. And then, you know, we do property acquisition, rehab of existing homes, full site development, where, you know, we'll just take raw land and go through the approval process and you know, get that property developed. So it really varies, you know, project by project.
Okay. Perfect. And what's a good email to send this to?
It's my first and last name with a dot in the middle, so it's James. James. Dot Sanocki, S as in Sam, Anocki.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So I will send that over to you in about 10 minutes or so, and then whenever you can get that back, we usually have some options for you within a day, and if it works out, we can have you funded within a day or two.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I'll send it over shortly.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.